Gracious Heavenly Father, we gather to worship you. We are reminded that we are all called to be your disciples, surrounded by your grace to live our lives, sharing the good news. Today we want to talk about what is the cost. What is the cost for each of us to live out our lives under that grace you have made possible through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ? Bless us through the power of your word this day to be guided to who we are and to be able to share that good news, knowing with certainty of that love that is ours in Christ. Amen. Cost of discipleship. What is the cost? That's a very familiar question in the world in which we find ourselves today. What struck me was I wake up to the morning news, and oftentimes that morning news is having to do with some sort of cost. And it's kind of interesting when you think about it, all these items. We talk about the cost of inflation, the cost of gas, the cost of going to the grocery store. What is the cost? It makes for great discussions. We love to talk about the higher cost of fuel or the price of what we have to pay for food. Or if you happen to wander into a auto dealership lately, the high cost of trying to buy a new automobile. The sticker shock, we call it. Well, what is the cost? When we really stop and think about it, I like the way Angela brought that to the children about what are things cost and all those kind of things we think about, and yet we talk about what is the cost. The Old Testament this morning confronts us with choices set before us. They are choices and consequences to those choices. And sometimes we are pretty naive and unaware. As Lutherans, sometimes a text like this makes us somewhat uncomfortable, because our theology is not based on what we do, but what God has done for us. It's an important aspect of our lives. Faith is the assurance that God has done it all, that God's love permeates my life. The epistle brings us again about costs. Philemon was to welcome Onesimus, a runaway slave, and he was to welcome him back in love. What was it going to cost him to love him? Difficult for us sometimes to understand. We are to love one another as God first loved us. And sometimes that takes a cost on our lives. And sometimes we really have to struggle with that. You see, we struggle with the reality of law and gospel in our lives day in and day out. It is difficult for us to see the blessings of the law, because the law always condemns. The law accuses. The law oftentimes reminds us just how far we have fallen short of God's glory. The law, as we teach it, is to be a curb and a rule and a means in our lives. The law shows us our sin. And most of us aren't comfortable with that. Well, at least I'm not comfortable with that. And then that brings us to the gospel reading today. Consider the context of what that chapter talks about. Jesus now has come there among followers. He's asked a question. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? Silence in the room. And so Jesus sees a man there with dropsy, and he heals him and sends him away. Do you think those in the room at that moment senses their own hypocrisy? You see, here he is, gathered together with all of these people, sharing a meal together. And what we need to realize is in that time period, meals was a time for scrutinizing. Meals was a time to take notice. And sometimes there were even seating arrangements, like going to a wedding feast. And we have those texts that reminds us of those positions of honor and the importance of that. You see, this text follows on a man who had invited him, and there he tells about the parable of the great banquet. To really understand the gospel today, it is to put it in the setting of what is taking place. Here they were having this discussion, talking about those things that were important. It is about a discussion of inclusion and exclusion. Who is to be invited to the kingdom? Sometimes we have those discussions. Who belongs in our midst? Who should we really hang around with? When one reads this text, and sometimes I have difficulty preaching on this because sometimes the text seems rather harsh. Because it seems as though we're placing a very severe criteria on what it is to be a disciple. Because sometimes that criteria excludes others. Our year at school is about making disciples. We're talking about discipleship and what it is. It is about how do we follow Christ? And what does it really cost you and me? As we do that, as our lives are lived out under the cross, death, and resurrection of Christ. It is about talking about unconditional love. And that's hard for us because oftentimes we put conditions on our love. Oftentimes when we talk about costs, we put it in terms of dollars and cents and all of those kind of things. And yet, this scripture from Luke, you see, is about what does it cost us to follow Christ? There's a number of those kind of texts throughout the New Testament. Discipleship means being honest with ourselves. The cost of discipleship means we are not wall builders, but we are to be transparent. It is about letting Christ control how we live our lives. It is about being little Christ in our world. The cost of discipleship sometimes is really difficult for us to understand and live out because so many times we want to put conditions on things. We want it to be about what we do. And if we really want to talk about the cost of discipleship, then we need to talk about what God has done for us. This morning in the Lutheran Hour message, he was talking about takeovers and the hostile takeover that oftentimes happens in business and that kind of thing. And yet the reality is we are to be taken over, not hostile, but by the love of Christ. That Christ ought to shine
through every one of our lives. That means being transparent. And that sometimes is difficult as we live out our lives in our world. How often do you think about what it is to really being a disciple? Do we take it for granted? Do we really consider the tremendous cost that it cost our Lord and Savior on our behalf? There's a hymn in the hymnal. Hymn number 783. It's an old hymn. It's an old hymn because this was a hymn that always struck me when I was growing up. Here, the writer tossed about what it is to be a disciple. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Think about the implications of that verse. That the Lord be in control of our lives. And each verse really focuses on what the cost of discipleship is. Verse 2, take my hands. How many times do we think about the use of hands when we talk about discipleships? Let them move at the impulse of your love. That they be guided by that love that Christ has given to us. Take my feet, let them be swift and beautiful for these. And whatever we do as we move about, we are to be his disciples. And then verse 3 says, take my voice and let me sing. Now I love to sing. Of course, you already know that. But always, we do that for our King. Our lips are to be filled with his praise. Messages that come from God. This is how we live our lives. This is what it is to be a disciple. Verse 4, take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use it, every power as thou shalt choose. Who gave us the ability to learn? Who put all of this into our hands? It is a gracious God who loves us. Next verse, take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. How many times do we really live that in our lives? Or we are more concerned about what's in it for me? Because that's the world we live in. That's the kind of life we see around us. It's not about what is best for everyone. It's what's in it for me. Take my will and make it thine. It shall no longer be mine. Take my heart and let it be thine own. For there shall be your royal throne. There's implications to discipleship when you think about that. Then the next verse, take my love. My Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. If we would just love one another as God first loved us, what a difference the world would make. And what a difference we could make for others. That's the cost of discipleship. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. And that's a small word, but what a meaningful word it is. It ought to be an all-in kind of thing. God calls us to be his disciples. Next verse is not there because there isn't a next verse. I got ahead of myself. The reality is, what does it cost for you and I to be a disciple? This is a simple little song. And like I said, it's been a song that sort of gravitated to me as a child and always has been a part of my life. Just as the opening hymn, all depends on our possessing God's abundant grace and blessings. There's what discipleship is. It is about living in the grace that God has given to each one of us. It is about walking in the light of His love for us. It is about letting that light shine through us. Discipleship really doesn't cost us a great deal. It's a matter of faith by believing what God has done for us. But look at what it cost our God, a God who made possible all of this. Even before the foundation of the world, God had already had a plan for His creation. We have the privilege of being called His disciples. We have the privilege to live our lives in the power of His grace, His love, His mercy. We get so wrapped up in costs that we sometimes forget what the real cost is. Look at what our God did on our behalf. And the next time you want to complain about a cost, think about what it cost God so that you might have salvation, that you might have an eternal future, that He sent His only Son so that you and I might live, share, have peace, love one another. So what does it cost you? What does it cost you to be a disciple? What does it cost you to live under the power of God's grace, love, and mercy? It's a wonderful gift that each one of us has been given by a God who loves us with unconditional love. It is to be reflected in our lives. As we love one another, as we forgive one another, as we share our times, our talents, and our treasures with one another, it is about including. It is about growing together. Because that's what the body of Christ is all about. It is about living out our discipleship one to another and with one another. And a beautiful gift that each of us has. Because our love and God's grace didn't cost us anything, but it cost our God a great deal. That's how much He loves us. Let us live out our discipleship by loving one another. Amen. At this time, we gather our offerings and gifts to our God, and we join in singing the hymn.